This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests in Tel Aviv gathered for a fifth consecutive night on Thursday as demonstrators insisted on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu negotiating a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 Hamas hostages. The death last weekend of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protest, with about 500,000 people taking the streets to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night. Police in Munich, Germany, said on Thursday they fatally wounded a suspect who they claim opened fire on officers, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in downtown Munich, Germany, killed an armed man near the Israeli consulate. Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. There were no additional injuries discovered. At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there was no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities in Congo said on Thursday the first batch of Mpox vaccines has arrived in Congo's capital 3 weeks after the World Health Organization declared Mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency. The 100,000 doses of the vaccine manufactured by the Danish company Bavarian Nordic had been donated by the EU through the bloc's Agency for Health Emergencies. This is VOA News. Botswana police clashed with protesters outside the National Assembly on Wednesday as members of parliament voted on a bill that would have given the president sweeping powers to appoint civil servants holding key positions. From Habrone, Gwandisi Dube reports.
Opposition members of parliament boycotted the voting, while protesters waving placards protested the bill outside the National Assembly. Parliament opposition party leader Ditapelo Gyarabedzi says their concern is that the bill, if it had been approved, would have given too much power to the president.
To have these huge powers, that bill died today.
Minister for State President Kabo Murayeng blames the opposition and civil society organizations for misleading the nation on a progressive bill. He says the rejected bill contains clauses which would have improved the lives of citizens. Mkondisi Dube, VOA News, Habaroni, Botswana.
North Korea is flying more trash-carrying balloons toward South Korea in the latest round of Cold War-style psychological warfare between the rivals. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected more balloons launched from North Korea on Thursday morning following launches the previous evening. The Joint Chiefs said North Korea launched around 420 balloons from Wednesday evening to early Thursday, and about 20 of them had been discovered so far in the South Korean capital of Seoul and a nearby province. France may finally have a new prime minister, Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron appointed Michel Barnier, the European Union's former Brexit negotiator, to the role on Thursday, hoping to end the country's political paralysis after an inconclusive snap election in June left his centrist coalition losing dozens of seats and no party winning an absolute majority. A string of potential prime ministers have been considered in recent weeks, but none mustered enough support to guarantee a stable government, which was Macron's key criteria. As the hunt dragged on, public finances deteriorated, and now time is running out to prepare France's 2025 budget.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States government announced on Thursday it secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement they were released on humanitarian grounds. Among the Nicaraguans were 13 members of a Texas-based religious charity, Catholic lay people, students, and others. Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo agreed to host the Nicaraguans while they apply for entry to the U.S. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.